This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock, and I would call the meeting of the South Dakota Transportation Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Bruce Culp?
Here.
Rod Fober?
Here.
Jeff Karam? Don Roby?
Here.
Ron Rosenboom?
Here.
Ben Stoick?
Here.
Mike Valley will not be joining. Kathy Zander?
Here.
Larry Nelson?
Here. At this time, the chair would open the floor to disclose any potential conflicts of interest pursuant to Chapter 3-23. Hearing none, I would remind the commission members that
Jeff
Karam
has joined the conference.
Hearing none, I would remind the commission members that if something comes up during the meeting, any commissioner can disclose that conflict at that time and we'll deal with it. We have one agenda item this morning. The first agenda item is Mike Beam, Director of Planning and Engineering, as it relates to the consideration of bid awards. Mr. Beam, would you proceed, please?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Mr. Wisegram will provide the information related to our latest bid opening and also provide some information on an upcoming conference call on bid letting. So, Mr. Wisegram, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mike. That's Sam Wisegram with the Office of Project Development. Good morning, Chairman, members of the commission. We just have the one bid opening. The March 3rd bid letting consisted of 9 contracts involving 11 projects. A total of 41 bids were received. Low bids totaled $23,155,000, which was $542,000 or 2.3% below the engineer's estimate of $23,697,000. We have completed our review of the bids and we just have one recommendation for you today. First recommendation involves projects 1 through 6, and here's what I'm trying to say. I apologize. Projects 1 through 6 and project 9 were all within 10% of estimate. Projects 7 and 8 were more than 10% below estimate. Based on the review of the bids, we are recommending approval of the awards of all contracts in this letting, which includes contracts 1 through 9.
The chair would entertain a motion to approve contracts 1 through 9 as detailed in this bid letting.
Call will move to accept.
Fober go second.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve and a second to that motion. Are there any questions or comments from the commission? Hearing none, would the secretary please call the roll?
Culp?
Aye.
Fober?
Aye.
Karam?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye.
Stoick?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye. Mr. Beam, you said you had a further comment, I believe?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mr. Wisegram will also just inform the commission of a bid letting change and then perhaps a little discussion for the next meeting about potential rescheduled dates for the conference call on the 15th. So, Sam, go ahead.
Yeah, we our normal schedule is to hold bid lettings on the first and third Wednesdays of the month. And for April, that would put us the first letting of the month on April 7th. But due to the proximity of the Easter holiday in relation to that bid opening and discussion with the industry, we're going to move the April 7th bid opening to April 14th. So we're going to push it back 1 week. You guys, the commission has a conference call scheduled for April 15th, which would be 1 day after the bid opening. So if the commissioners wouldn't mind taking a look at their schedules and maybe at the end of the month here, we should probably consider moving that conference call that you scheduled for the 15th, at least maybe a day to the 16th. So we have some time between the time of the bid opening and the time you would be considering award of those bids. So
does any commission member have an objection to doing that? Do we need a motion to do that?
Mr. Chairman, at this point in time, I don't think we need to make to actually formally move the conference call, and I don't want to step in front of Carla on that, but we wanted to inform you that there is a potential move coming up. So as you come to the end of the month commission meeting, or meeting that we got coming up here in a couple weeks, that you take a look at your schedule and see if the 16th would possibly work, or times on the 16th that might work for you. So we're prepared and we can get that conference call rescheduled. Again, we'd ask for that action at the next commission meeting, but wanted to give you adequate heads up and take a look at your schedules.
Okay, we appreciate that. Is there anything else that we need to discuss today, Mr. Bean?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman. I believe that's it from a planning and engineering standpoint, other than public input.
Okay. Is there any public input? Hearing none, is there any commissioner input? This is Commissioner Larry Nelson, and I would like to thank Bruce Cull for handling the last meeting. That was very helpful to me, so thank you. Hearing no other business, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman? Stoic here, and if I could have a point of personal privilege here for just 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and all of you there present, you may not be aware of what's happened up here in Mowbridge in the last month. We have three bridges, two that cross the Missouri, and another one that crosses the Grand River, we're at the confluence of the Missouri River and Grand River. It's the Grand River Bridge, known here locally as the Singing Bridge, that crosses into the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, which is just an extraordinarily important part of our economy here in north central South Dakota. And whether it's business or medical care, this is just an extraordinary artery. It was about 3 weeks ago when an ice fisherman was fishing below one of the pillars when a few cars went over at the same time, and fairly large chunks of concrete fell off of those pillars onto the ice. The bridge was closed immediately. I mean, within the hour of the DOT receiving word of this. The next morning, John Vilbrandt called me, and he and other engineers were on the site. They had a crew from Aberdeen out here, and I was just so impressed, along with John Vilbrandt and Eric Stroder, who's the engineering supervisor. I just can't say enough good things about how quickly, how smartly, and efficiently the DOT got on top of this. And so down the road, they're moving forward on it. It's extraordinary. It's a top priority, and I really appreciate, and as does Mowbridge and the Standing Rock, appreciate the Department of Transportation's prompt addressing of this problem. So my hat's off to them, and if you ever run into these people, I sure hope you'll give them a pat on the back. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions from the commission as it relates to the topic relayed to us by Commissioner Stoic?
Mr. Chairman, this is Joel Junt. If you recall, I provided a little bit of an update at our last commission meeting, and definitely are going to plan on doing that at our next one. But appreciate the comments by Commissioner Stoic. I also applaud our folks that went out and got things done and got that structure back open in a relatively short manner just to help with the whether it's emergency or just normal travel for those folks up there. So hats off go out to our folks with the DOT, and we are working towards the the ultimate fix there for that, and that'll be some more information that I provide here in your March in a couple of weeks.
Again, please know, Joel and others, just how much we appreciate it up here, and I've had a lot of people contact me, and everyone has been just very impressed with the Department of Transportation. Thanks again.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Is there any other business to come before the commission or comments by anyone? Hearing none, I am going to declare the meeting ended and adjourned.